ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Pei Gimel. The shiurim on Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh and Perek Al Atodir are primarily based on the shiurim that I heard from my Rebbe Hagoyin Rabbi Avram Yeshua Halevi Soloveitchik Shlito when I learned in Brisk. Many of the shtiklach can be found in print in the shiurei Zvachim Mehagrid, and the Shiurim of Hagoyin Rav Meshulam David Halevi Shlita, and in the Sforim Minchas Avrom on Zvachim, and the Sefer Zevach Yaakov on Perek HaShechet V'Hamayla. As a Hakdama to Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh, the first Mishnah teaches us that there's a concept that even a Dovar Pasul that goes up on the Mizbeach, there's a din of Kiddush Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit, that it gets a din of him, olu lo yerdu, that once it came up, you don't take it down and you burn it on the Mizbeach. Now the Loshon HaMishnah is, im olu lo yerdu. If you took it up, you don't take it down. It's meduyik that avada lechatchila, it's aser to be malo dover pasal on the Mizbeach. And a raya to this is from the Gemara at the top of Peheyom and Beis, which is talking about a Dover Pasul which had gone up onto the Mizbeach, and then it came off the Mizbeach, which the Mishnah says on Peidalet Omer Aleph, that Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu Kachem Yordu Lo Yalu, that just like there's a din, that if a Dover Pasul came up on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down, so too, once you took it down, Lo Yalu, you don't take it up. And the Gemara says that if we're going to do something which is going to cause a Kohen to bring up this Dover Pasul that came up, that came off the Mizbeach, the Gemara says that's a milsa da osuba lidei takola. Says Rashi, lidei takola lahalos psulin sheyardu. To cause a kohen to bring up a Dover Pasul that came down, that has a din lo yalu, that's a takola. You're being machshel him. So we see clearly that to be malo Dover Pasul onto the Mizbeach is usur. Just the Mishnah is saying that b'di'eved im olu lo yerdu. And this halacha is mefurish in Taisis in Pesachim, daf samecheyam et aleph in dibur amaschol shema, that it's usur to be mala a dover pasul on the Mizbeach. Now let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ha-mizbeach mekadesh es haroi loy. The Mizbeach is mekadesh, something that's fit for it. And now Rashi and Taisis both say that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel are arguing what is the stoma de masnisin coming lafuke when it said hamizbeach mekadesh es haroi loy. Rabbi Yeshua says that he's coming lafuke anything that's not roi leishim. In order to have a din of kiddush mizbeach according to Rabbi Yeshua, it has to be something that's roi for the esh of the mizbeach, something that's roi to be burnt on the mizbeach. He learns it out from a pasuk. He ha'ayla al ma ma'ayla shehi ru'uyo le'ishim im also le'tered, af kol shehu ro'y le'ishim im olo le'yered. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it doesn't have to be something that's ro'y le'ishim. It's enough that it's ro'y la'mizbeach to have it in him olo le'yered. Because it says, he ha'ayla al ma ha'mizbeach, ma'ayla shehi ru'uyo la'mizbeach im also le'tered, af kol dover shehu ro'y la'mizbeach im also le'tered. And the Mishnah explains that the nafkamina between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is dam and nesachim. According to Rabbi Gamliel, dam and nesachim have a din of lo yerdu, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, they have a din of yerdu. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that the only thing that has a din of kiddush mizbeach is only something that's roi leishim. But dam doesn't get burnt in the esh hamizbeach, the dam gets sprinkled on the kir hamizbeach, on the wall of the mizbeach. And the yayin doesn't get burnt on the mizbeach, it gets poured on the Mizbeach. So since these are things that are not royal Ishim, so that's what the Mishnah is coming lafuke when it said, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRoyaloi. It has to be something that's royal Ishim. But Rabbi Gamliel holds that no, it's enough that it's royal HaMizbeach. So Dam and Nesachim are also included in the din of Kiddush Mizbeach. So what's the Mishnah coming lafuke when it said, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRoyaloi? Says the Gemara, at the top of Pegimel Amid Beis, Amar Papa Lemutei Kmatzin Shlei Kitshu Bekli. If you have Kmatzim that were not Neskadish in the Kli after their Kmitza, that's something that's Loinir Lemizbeach LeDivrei Akol. That's something that even Rabbi Gamliel would agree is not considered royal-like. It's not royal amizbeach. It was never niskadish after the kmitza, and that's something that you would take down. Says Rashi, hamizbeach mekadesh afilu dover pasul sha'olol amizbeach. Even a dover pasul that went up on the mizbeach, kitshay hamizbeach le'oseis lachmoy, the mizbeach is mekadesh it for it to become its lechem. Ve'ein may read the nisei, we don't take it down. Now the Lashon Rashi is mashma that even a dover pasul has a din of kiddush mizbeach. That would sound like kolshkein, a dover kosher has a din that the mizbeach is mekadesh it, that now you can take it down. If you have a carbon kosher that came up on the mizbeach is mekadesh it, you can take it down. And it's also mashma like that in Rashi and Chumash, in Parshas Tetzaveh, in Kapitel Chof Tes, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, on the Pasuk of Kol HaNegeah B'Mizbeach Yekdosh, says Rashi, Afilu Karben Pasul Sha'ala Olav Kidshei HaMizbeach Lachshirei Sholo Yered. Again, sounds like Kolshkein, a Kashera Karben has a din that the Mizbeach is Mekadosh, that you can't take it down. When Azay is Mavur in the Rambam, in two places, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Mehilchas Pesulei HaMekdoshim, the Rambam says, if you have karbonis that were shechted, that went up onto the mizbeach, you have to do the hefshit and the nituach, the skinning and the cutting up in their place. Says the Rambam, umepneimalo yirid hakoil elo yafshit v'inateach b'reish hamizbeach shekolo royal leishim im olo l'reish hamizbeach lo yirid shenemar kol anegeah b'mizbeach yikdosh. The Rambam is talking about kosher karbonis, and says the Rambam, you're not allowed to take it down. You have to do the hefshit v'nituach b'mkayman. Also, Rav Beryl Soloveitcher comes medayik from the Rambam in Per Gimel halachin yudches mehilchas psuli amukdoshin on this. That there's a halacha that the Gemara says on Chav Zayin Amid Beis that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh Bein Dover HaRoyaloi Bein Dover She'ein Royaloi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh even something that's not Royaloi, says the Rambam. Avo Mizbeach HaPnimi She'olo Loi Kaimitz Mincha Bein Kosher Bein Pasol Loi Yered. Says the Rambam, even a Kaimitz Kosher that went up onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi has a din of Loi Yered. However, the problem is that Rashi clearly says on Daf Pehei Amid Aleph, not like the Rambam. Rashi and Dibur HaMaschul Pshita over there on the third wide line says that a Dover Kosher that goes up on the Mizbeach Mechayim, Pshita Deyerdu, the Hachayzrin Va'oilin Lachar Shchita Ha'ilu V'ksherin Kaimi. Since we're talking about a Dover Kosher, so of course you can take it down, because since anyway you're going to be able to bring it back up, so what's the problem in taking it down? Also, Rashi in the Hemshech HaGemara over there says that in this halacha, that if you shechted a dover kosher b'reish hamizbeach yafshet v'yinatcho b'mkoyma, which the Rambam said meant that you must do hefshet v'nituach b'mkoyma, because you're not allowed to take it down. Rashi doesn't teach like that. Rashi says that Hakamash Malon the Hecho the Shachta Bereisha Mizbeach Loitzarich LaAchusa VaAchsuka. You're not mechuyev. You don't have to take it down and bring it back up. VaAfgab the Hodar Salka. Even though you're going to be able to bring it back up because it's kosher. Ela Mafshita Bereisha Mizbeach. Rather, you're allowed to do Hefshit Bereisha Mizbeach. Rashi clearly says there's no Isser in taking it down. You're allowed to take it down. Since it's going to be able to go back up anyway, what's the problem in taking it down? The chiddush is that you would think you have to take it down. It's disrespectful to do the hefshet v'nituach b'reish hamizbeach. No, you're allowed to do the hefshet v'nituach b'reish hamizbeach. So if so, that Rashi holds that by a dover kosher, which anyway you will be able to bring back up if you take it down, and therefore there's no iser to take it down. So what does Rashi by us mean when he says afilu dover pasul? And Rashi in Chumash. So you have to say that afilu dover pasul sh'olol hamizbeach kidshei hamizbeach le'osei slachmoy means that even a dover pasul, the mizbeach is mekadesh it for it to become its lechem, that it gets a din aktara. Meaning a dover kosher Avada has a din haktara because it's kosher. The chiddush is that even a davar apostle gets a din that the mizbech is mekadesh it le'asay slachmai. But this that Rashi says at the end, vein may read the noisay, avada, that's only going on a davar apostle. And it's meduyik like this in Rashi and Sanhedrin, la'medalar amedal, if divar amaskal ha'mizbech mekadesh, that Rashi says, ha'mizbech mekadesh psulin shem olu layerdu. Over there he doesn't say afilu. The mizbech is mekadesh psulin shem olu layerdu. If Rashi would have held like the Rambam, it's not meduyik to say ha'mizbech mekadesh psulin. It's not only psulin, it's nageh afrik sheirim also. The teretz is, hu ha'davar asher dibarnu, that Rashi shita is that the din of kiddush mizbech is only on psulim. What Rashi by us, and Rashi in Chumash means when he says afilu davar pasul, he means even a davar pasul that went up on the mizbech is mekadesh it le'asei slachmai to give it a din haktara. But a davar kosher certainly has a din haktara, has a din haktara be'etzem. And it's also meduyik, like this in Taisus at the top of Pegimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maschel Lemute Mai, that the Gemara says that what is Ein Royalai coming to exclude, and Taisus says that Ilimute Ktairis Ka'asi, if you're going to say that is coming to exclude Ktairis, that Ktairis is something that's Ein Royalai for the Mizbech Achitzain because the Ktairis gets burnt on the Mizbech Apnimi. No, says Taisus, Atanin Le Seifa, we already know that from the Seifa, it's a Mishnah Pehe Amid Beis. And to say that it's coming to exclude Reveya v'Nirva, Ketani b'Seifa, that it says in the Seifa, it says that on Peidalat Amad Aleph. For lo yhavalei lemisni royoloi, el hamizbech mekadesh nesapsulin. So if that's all the Mishnah was coming to exclude, so we already have the Mishnayis later on for that, so it should have just said hamizbech mekadesh nesapsulin. Obviously, hamizbech mekadesh nesaroyoloi is coming to exclude something else. Now, how could Taisus say that the Mishnah should have said Hamizbech Mekadesh Esapsulin? No, if you say Hamizbech Mekadesh Esapsulin, it's misleading. It sounds like a Dover Kosher doesn't have a Din Kiddush Mizbech. If Taisus held like the Rambam, a Dover Kosher also has a Din Kiddush Mizbech. It's Chal and Isser Hayroda. You're not allowed to take it down. So Taisus should have said Hamizbech Mekadesh Afilu Psulin. But since Taisus says Hamizbech Mekadesh Esapsulin, that's mashma that Kiddush Mizbech is only on a davar pasul, but a davar kosher does not have a din of kiddush mizbeach to have an isser hayrada. Also, Rav Beryl was medayik from Taisvis on Pegim Lamed Beis at the bottom of Hava Amina Afilu Mechaim. The Gemara says that if the Torah would have just said kvasim and not oila, I would have thought Afilu Mechaim kosev rachmana oila. So Taisvis wants to know, what do you mean Hava Amina Afilu Mechaim? By which psulim would you think that if it's olu mechayim, there would be a din of lo yerdu? If you're talking about reveya v'nirva, the Mishnah says on peidalet amad aleph that even after shchita, you take them down. And if you're talking about lon and yoytze, those psulim are not shayach mechayim. On that, Taisa says that we're talking about bedukin sheba'ayin v'alivad Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva shita is in the Mishnah on peidalet amad aleph that if the animal got a mum in its eyelid, so this is a type of mum that by oifis is good. So since it's yesh lei hechsher b'makay macher, so that type of a mum has a din of im olu lo yerdu. So if it would be after shchita, the din would be lo yerdu. So on that, I would have a hava mina, that hava mina filu mechayim, that if it had a mum mechayim, bedukin shabayin, I would think that it has a din of lo yerdu, and you shechted on the Mizbeach and your makrivit. On that, the Pasuk of Oila says, no, it has to be Misharoi Lalois. It has to be that it's already shechted. This has been what was bothering Taisus as Mavur in the Shita Mekubetzes in Ois Yud Beis. Says Rav Beryl, if Taisus would have held like the Rambam, that there's a din of Kiddush Mizbeach by Ksherim, so what's bothering Taisus? Hava Amina Afilu Mechayim could be going on a Behemo Kshera that went up onto the Mizbeach Mechayim, that I would think that there's a Din Kiddush Mizbeach that you're not allowed to take it down. Why does Taisus have to come on to Dukin Shabayin Valiba Jabakiva? It's Mavur in Taisus and the Shita in Ois Yud Beis that there's no Din of Kiddush Mizbeach by Ksherim. The whole Din Kiddush Mizbeach is only by Psulim, so that's why Taisus was grappling with this problem that how's it shayach to have a davar puzzle which la'achar shchito would have a din of lo yerdu, but now that it's alive, it has a din to be yerdu. If it's reveya v'nirva, anyway you take it down. Lon and yotze are not shayach mechayim. So Tosis needs to say, dukin shabayin v'alibud Rabbi Akiva. However, Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Mem Hei Amud Bei, seems to be mesupik in this halacha whether or not a davar kosher has a din of lo yerdu, because the Gemara over there at the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Aleph says that what did they do with the Ivarim Uptarim Shlein Nesachnu Miba'erev that were not consumed through the night? That, and now comes time to do Trumas Hadeshen, so you have to take off those Evarim Uptarim from the Marocha, so where do you put them? Says the Braisa that you put them al Gabe Mizbeach, Vim Ein Machzikon, Shesoidron al Hakevesh, Al Gabe Soivev. If there's no room on the Mizbeach, so then you put them on the Kevesh or on the Soivev, Ad Sheyeyase Marocha Gedoyla, until the Marocha Gedoyla is made, Vesoidron, and then you put them back. So Tosis over there, in Dibra Masl Soidron, is bothered why. If there's no room on the Mizbeach, does it say that you put them on the Kevesh or on the Soivev? Why can't you put them on the Yesoid? So Tosis has two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is, Aval al Gabi Yesoid loy, Deim Kein, Hoya Nifsal Belina, Im Yered. Aval Soivev, Shehu Mechatsi HaMizbeach, Ulamayla, Harehu Kim Mizbeach, Ve'ein Lino Mayeles, Bereshe Shel Mizbeach, Ve'chein Kevesh, Riva. Tosis in the first Mahalch says that if you're going to put it down onto the Yesoid, then it will be Nifsal Belina. Because the Pashtus is, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, is Mashma that Trumas HaDeshen was done before Amud HaShachar. Krois HaGever, that the Mishnah says in Yuma Daf Chof, was this man for Trumas HaDeshen, is Mevur in the Gemara, Kipshutai, on Daf Chof, that was before Amud HaShachar. And we know that the Psolina, the Gemara says on Pezayin Amud Aleph, the Psolina takes place at Amud HaShachar. Says Taisis, so if you're going to put down the Evarim Uptarim onto the Yesoid, which is not Rosh Hashel Mizbeach, it's going to be Nifsal Belina when Amud HaShachar comes. However, the Soivev, which is Mechatzi HaMizbeach Ulamayla, and so to the Kevesh, Pashtus Tosis means the top half of the Kevesh, that's called Rosh Hashel Mizbeach, and the Gemara says later on in Pezayin Amud Aleph, that Ein Lino Mayeles B'Rosh Hashel Mizbeach. Tosis in the second Mahalach says, Ve'oid Efsher Te'isr Yesh L'hoi Ridoi Min HaMizbeach. The reason why you can't put it on the Yesoid is because there's the Yisr HaYirada. You can't take down the Evarim Uptarim that are on the Mizbeach. You can't take them down. So the Soivev and the Kevesh is not considered a Yerida. However, putting it on the Yesoid would be a Yerida. So Tosis in the second Mahalach is saying that even though we're talking about a Dover Kosher over here, there's an Yisr HaYirada. But Tosis in the first Mahalach wasn't nicha to say that because it's not pashit that there's an Isser HaYirada by a Dover Kosher. But I find that the two terutzim of Tosis over there are arguing in this Machloikis, Rashi and the Rambam, whether there's an Isser HaYirada on Ksherim. My Rebbe, Rabbi Avram Yeshua Shlita, was Maisif a Dover Nechmod, that Lefi Zeh, it comes out very geschmack, the Rambam l'shitasei, because there's a mechudish dike shitas harambam in Perek Beis, mehilchus tamidin u'musaf in halacha yod aleph, that says, a mosai terminus hadeshen, b'chol yoim, mishayala amud ha-shachar. The Rambam shita is that trumas hadeshen was done after amud ha-shachar. Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in the Gilyan of the Rambam already points out that that's not like Tosfos. Tosfos in Yumach of Zayin Amud Beis clearly says that Trumas HaDeshen was done at night. And as we mentioned, that's the Pashtus of the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. But the Rambam holds that Trumas HaDeshen was after Amud HaShachar. Kumtois, that the Rambam Lashitasai cannot learn like Tosfos first Mahalach over there, that the reason why we can't put down the Eivarim Uptarim onto the Yisoid is because it's going to be Nifsal Balina. No, Psulina is at Amud HaShachar. And these Eivarim Uptarim were still Bereish Reishal Mizbeach, V'shas Amud HaShachar. Now comes time for Trumas Hadeshen. You take them down to put onto the Yisoid. It's no problem of Lina. Al Karchach, the problem is because of the Isser Hayrada. So the Rambam L'shitasa is very Gishmak. Since the Rambam holds that Trumas Hadeshen took place after Amud HaShachar, Al Karchach, this that the Braisa says that you can't take it down to the Yisoid is because there's an Isser Hayrada on Ksheirim. So the Rambam has a Makar from this Gemara in Yuma that there's an Isser Hayrada on Ksheirim. Ba'ofin that we have a major machlokes rishonim whether or not there's a din kiddush mizbeach on a davar kosher to give it an isser hayrada. Rashi on daf pehei amid aleph and Tosfos in two places on pei gimel amid beis and Tosfos in Yuma on memhei amid beis in one sad hold that there's no isser hayrada on ksheirim. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Mehilchus Psulei HaMukdashim in two places, and Tosfos in Yuma and Memhei Amid Beis in the second Mahalach, hold that there is an Isser Hayrada on Ksheirim. What's the Bir HaMachlaikis? The Pshat is that the Rambam and Tosfos in Yuma in one side hold that the Din Kiddush Mizbeach makes a direct Din of Lo Yerdu. The Mizbeach is Mekadeshit, Le'inyin lo yerdu. The Mizbeach is Mekadeshit af lo yerdu. To have a din, not to come down. So even by Ksheirim, it passes to have a din that the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit concerning that it has an Isser Hayrada. It's a direct halacha of lo yerdu. However, Rashi and Tosfos over here on Pei Gimel Amid Beis and on one side in Yuma hold that no, the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit. The Mizbeach is Mekadeshit to give it a Din Haktara. And now that it has a Din Haktara, you can take it down. That's a Taitzah. Since by taking it down, there's a Din. That Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu Kachem Yordu Lo Yalu. By taking it down, you're being Mafsid, you're being Ma'abed, Mafkiya, that Din Haktara. So Memela, you're not allowed to take it down. But by Ksheirim, whereby taking it down, you're not being mafgi ani din haktara, because you could just bring it right back up. It's chayzun va'aylin. So then, there's no din of lo yerdu. The din lo yerdu, according to the Rambam, is a direct din. But according to Rashi, it's just a taitzah, it's just a toilada of the din haktara that the Kiddush Mizbeach gave. That since by taking it down you're being mafkia, that din haktara, so therefore there's a din of lo yerdu. Next inyan. The first Rashi in the parak says, HaMizbeach mekadesh afilu davar pasol, she'olol HaMizbeach, kitshay HaMizbeach le'osay slachmai, ve'ein meiridin oisay. It sounds like from Rashi that the Kiddush Mizbeach tuzayf, that now the thing becomes lachmai shel Mizbeach, and therefore, you don't take it down. However, the Biskarov says that that can't be what Rashi means. Because we find that the Gemara says on Pehei Amid Beis that on this that the Mishnah said on Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu Kachem Yordu Lo Yalu, says the Gemara, Omar Ulo Loi Shonu Ela Shalei Moshlo Behen Ha'or, Avul Moshlo Behen Ha'or Yalu. This whole din, that if you took it down, you don't bring it back up, that's only if the fire didn't start burning the Dover Pasul yet. But once the fire started burning it, then it has a halacha that even if it came off the Mizbeach, even if you took it down, you bring it back up. And Rashi on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, in Dimur HaMascha Loi Tzricha, says that the pshat is because it was Nasa Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. It became Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. Rashi on Pehei Amid Beis says a similar lashon because it became Lachmei Shel Eish. So, how could you say that Al Yedei Kiddush Mizbeach it became Lachmei, but we see that once something becomes Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, it has a halacha that even if Yordu it's Yalu, and yet by the Pashas Din of Kiddush Mizbeach, there's a halacha that Im Yordu Lo Yalu. And furthermore, another raya that was mentioned in Shir was from the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, which says, "Omar Ula Kaimitz Pigol Shehelu Al Gabe Amizbeach Paka Pigulai Mimenu." There's a halacha that with Meshilas Ha'er on the Kaimitz Pigol, the halacha is that the pigol goes off of it, and Taisus over there on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, which starts on Mem Beis Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel HaKaimitz, says to frame for a question. He says, "V'shem olay shayich lemeimar gabe dam poka piguloi kiim gabe haktara dafka shenasa lachme shel mizbeach." Taisa says that it could be that by dam it doesn't apply this whole concept of poka piguloi, only by haktara where you can say that it became lachme shel mizbeach. So Taisa is saying, at least he has it sad like that, that it doesn't pass to say on dam that it became lachme shel mizbeach. Aye, what do you mean? Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah says that there's a din of Kiddush Mizbeach on dam. Al Karchach, the din of Kiddush Mizbeach, state in Taisus over there, is not midin lachmei shel mizbeach. And furthermore, the Sefer Zevach Yaakov on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, Tain is another raya, that since it's mevur in the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that al yidei Meshilas Ha'or, there's a din of Paka Piguloi. Why? Says Rashi, because it became Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. If you're going to say that Kiddush Mizbeach already makes it Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, so then why isn't there a din of Paka Piguloi Al Yidei Kiddush Mizbeach itself? Yet the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph is Mavur, that the only time the pigul goes off is only Al Yidei Meshilas Ha'or. Therefore, the Brisker Rav teaches that what Rashi means is something else. Rashi's coming to say that even though Kiddush Mizbeach gives the psulin a din haktara, but still it's not a din haktara in the carbon, but rather it's a din haktara of lachmei shel mizbeach. Rashi's coming to be magdir, what kind of din haktara do these dvarim psulim get? Is it a din haktara in the carbon? Then now it's considered that the carbon had a haktara, or no? It's a new din haktara midin lachmei shel mizbeach. It's just a din haktara in the imurin themselves. The haktara has no shaychus to the carbon. A nafkamino would be that the Gemara says in Psachim daf nun tes amid beis that the kaihanim are not allowed to eat from the basar of the carbon until after haktara seimurin. However, let's say the imurin were nitmu aisha avdu. Let's say they became tamei or they got lost, then the kaihanim are allowed to eat from the basar even without the haktara seimurin. Now, what would be the din if a dover puzzle went up onto the mizbeach and it has a din of imalu layerdu? Is there a din that the kaihanim are not allowed to eat from the basar until the haktara of imalu layerdu was done, the haktara of kiddush mizbeach? On that, lefi the way the Brisker Rav is teaching the Rashi, that this din haktara of imalu layerdu, the din haktara of kiddush mizbeach, is a new din haktara of lachmei shel mizbeach, meaning it's not a din haktara in carbon, it's a din haktara in the imurim themselves. Then, since there's no shaychus to the haktara sa-carbon, the kaihanim would be allowed to eat the meat of the carbon before this haktara is done. Nazoi state mefurish in the Chazanish and Simon Yod Tes have cotton memhei that imurim sulim sha'olu al gabe amizbeach mutter lechel habasar kaidam haktara so imurin da afagav dehe nektarin mikomokim ein lohem zika im hakarbin. So Rashi is not saying that the Kiddush Mizbeach already made it lachmei shel mizbeach, and because it's lachmei shel mizbeach, that's why there's a din of loyerdu. No, avad, it's not lachmei shel mizbeach yet. It only becomes lachmei with Meshilas Ha'or. The din loyerdu is a direct din that Kiddush Mizbeach itself accomplishes without it becoming lachmei shel mizbeach. The mizbeach was mekadesh it, and that itself makes a din loyerdu. Rather, Rashi's coming to teach up what kind of din haktara does the din Kiddush Mizbeach accomplish. The Kiddush Mizbeach, says Rashi, is mekadesh it le'asos lachmei. It's mekadesh it to give it a din haktara of lachmei shel mizbeach, and it's not considered a haktara in the korban. And this is meduyik in the Loshin Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that kitshei hamizbeach v'nas alachmai. Rashi says kitshei hamizbeach le'osay slachmai, meaning the halah is mekadesh it, that afterwards when you'll be makter it will be a haktara of lachmai shel mizbeach. But Rashi never said it already became lachmai. And the Biskurov wanted to say the same taich in the Gemara on Amid Beis. On Amid Beis, the Gemara brings the memra of Omar Ula, a murei kochim kalin, shehelon lefnei zrikas damon layerdu, nasu lachmai shel mizbeach. If the emurim of kochim kalim were brought up before the zrikas hadam, you don't take them down, nasu lachmai shel mizbeach. Again, the Biskurov was bothered. What do you mean, nasu lachmai shel mizbeach? We're talking about the din kiddush mizbeach over here, not the din meshila sa'er. What do you mean, nasu lachmai shel mizbeach? So he wanted to say the same taich. It doesn't mean that they became lachmai shel mizbeach. It means that the din haktara that they get is a din haktara of lachmai shel mizbeach. It's not a din haktara in the carbon. It's a din haktara in the emurim themselves. This is the Biskurov l'shitasai that holds that the din of Ula, that a murei kochim kalim shehelon lefnei zrikas damon, that you can burn them, means that you can burn them already now before the zrika. So that haktara, said the Biskurov, is not a haktara in the carbon. That's a haktara in the emurim themselves. We'll see in Yitzhak Hashem more about this on Pehei Amud Aleph by the Iker Sugya. There's a Kesef Mishnah that has a different mahalach on how to understand Ula, but the Biskurov understood that Ula's coming to say that you can burn it already before the Zrika, and the Biskurov Lashitasa is therefore able to teach that haktara that's done before the Zrika is not a haktara in the carbon. However, Rav Beryl, the Biskurov's son, asked him that if so, there should be a halacha of Imein Basar Ein Dam, meaning the Gemara im Sachem Daf Ein Zayin Amid Aleph, and also later on Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph, says that Rabbi Shua darshins from the pasuk of Asisa Leisecha Basar VeHadam. Rabbi Shua Omer Imein Dam Ein Basar, Imein Basar Ein Dam. Rabbi Shua says that just like if the carbon has no dam, so then there's no basar, there's no achilas basar, there's no haktaras emurin. So too, the other way, if there's no basar, if let's say all the basar was nitma or nevad, so then you don't do zrikas hadam. Said Rav Beryl, so what's going to be the din if let's say we don't have any other basar, we don't have anything else besides for these emurei kochim kalim shehelon lefnei zrikas daman, and you were makdir them before the zrika. So it's going to come out, according to the Biskurov, that it's not considered that it was a haktara in the carbon. It was just a new din haktara, midin lachmei shel mizbeach, a haktara in the emurim themselves. As far as the carbon's concerned, it should be ein basar. It should be like nevdu ha'emurim, and therefore you shouldn't be able to be zeirik v'dam. So the Biskurov told them that avad, it's not like that, and you can't say that it's like nevdu ha'emurim. Avad, it's considered yesh basar, and therefore he was chayzer. And he said that Avada by Emurei Kochim Kalim, Shehelon Lefnei Zrikas Damon, it has a Teiras Haktara in the carbon. And even if you don't have any other basar, you can be Zayrik the Dam because of those Emurin that you were Makdir with that din of Kiddush Mizbeach. And the Biskurov was Mechalik between this case of Emurei Kochim Kalim, where the Emurin themselves are kosher. The Emurim were kosher. So over there, the Kiddush Mizbeach that gives it a din haktara, that's going to blive a haktara in the carbon because they're Emurim Ksheirim. And since it's haktara in the carbon, it blives Yesh Basar. And therefore, you have a right to make this Rika afterwards. But Emurim Psulim, a Dover Puzzle that has a din Kiddush Mizbeach, over there, it's not a haktara in the carbon. Over there, it's only a haktara in the Emurim themselves. Ad kan divrei hagriz hanegeya le'inyonenu. So what comes out from the Biskurov is that there are two independent halachas. There's one halacha of Kiddush Mizbeach, and there's a second halacha of Lachmai Shel Mizbeach. Al yidei Kiddush Mizbeach, it's not yet Lachmai Shel Mizbeach. and therefore it has a din of im yardu lo yalu. With Meshila Sa'ar, then it's chal the din of Lachmei Shal Mizbeach, and then it has a din that even im yardu yalu. However, there are a few questions on the Brisker Rav. First of all, how l'maisa is the Brisker Rav teaching the Lashon of Ula on Amid Beis? Ula says, Emure kachem kalim shehelon lefnei zrikas domon leyerdu. Nasu lachmei shal mizbeach. What does nasu lachmei shal mizbeach mean? The Brisker Rav is saying, no, it didn't become lachmei shal mizbeach yet. So what is lachmei shal mizbeach? What's your other alternative? Said the Brisker Rav, it means that Ula's teaching up what kind of din haktara do these emurin have. It's a din haktara of lachmei, meaning a haktara that's not a haktara in karban, just a haktara in the emurin themselves. But the Brisker Rav himself is saying, not like that. He came out that it is the Haktara in carbon. So, Al Karchach, Nasu Lachmei Shal Mizbeach has to mean that the Kiddush Mizbeach made them Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. Ve'oid, the Lashon of the Bar Tanura in the Mishnah is, Rabbi Shua Oimer Kolaroy Le'ishim Le'hisarei Falgabe Ho'esh, Afabisha Nifsal Al-Ma'olala Mizbeach Kidshay Mizbeach V'Nasa Lachmei. It became Lachmei. In Rashi's Lashon in the Mishnah, maybe it could be Madchik, Kitshei HaMizbeach, Le'osais Lachmai. The Mizbeach is Mekadosh it for it to become Lachmai. Rashi, maybe you can say, doesn't mean that it already became Lachmai. The Mizbeach is Mekadosh it, Le'osais Lachmai. Meaning to say that the Allah is Mekadosh it, that afterwards, when it will get burnt, it will become Lachmai. And Rashi's just teaching up what kind of din haktara does the Kiddush Mizbeach give? Not a din haktara in the carbon, but rather a din haktara of lachmai, that it's just haktara and the emurim themselves. But the Bar Tanura says, v'nasa lachmai, it already became lachmai. And Ula's Lashon also is, nasu lachmai shal mizbeach, it already became lachmai. V'oid, Rav Chaim, in Sefer, in Perek Yudalit Halacha Beis and Dibra Maschu Vehine, clearly uses Lashonis of Lachmei Shal Mizbeach when he's talking about Kiddush Mizbeach. Rav Chaim says, V'im Kain, Heicho Dezarkai Pasol, Aftal Hadam Ba'atzmai Chal Din Lachmei Shal Mizbeach, Lehechoshev Zrika V'lo Yereid. The Rambam, the Rav Chaim clearly uses a lashon of lachmei shal mizbeach when he's talking about a din of lo yered. And further on in the piece also, he says, v'im b'hakarben lehoyozrika leichbas lon madachal al hadam ba'atzmai din lachmei shal mizbeach v'kiddush mizbeach. Rav Chaim clearly is ma'arev these lashonis of lachmei shal mizbeach with kiddush mizbeach. And the Brisker Rav is saying, no, kiddush mizbeach, that's not a din lachmei shal mizbeach. And Rav Rami Shuan Shir was talking this kasha with this lashon of Rav Chaim. So l'chayra, what you see from all these places is that the din of Kiddush Mizbeach and the din of Meshila Sa'or is all one yesod of Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. Just as there's two madregis of Lachmai. Al yidei it's going up onto the Mizbeach is Mekadishit and now became Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. Because it became the lechem of the Mizbeach, that's why there's a din of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. But that din Lachmai is not strong enough to give it a din that Im Yerdu Yalu. Masha'en Kain, once it had a Meshila Sa'or, the oil already started burning it, then it gets a higher darga of Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. Then it becomes a Lachmai Gomor. And then it even has a din of Im Yerdu Yalu. And I found in the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, in Simon Kuf Chav Tes, Siv Zayin, and Siv Chav Gimel, Himamish says this, that Kiddush Mizbeach is a din of Lachmei Shal Mizbeach, but it only becomes Lachmei Gomor Al Yedei Meshila Sa'or. So for the din of Paka Pigulai, you need the Darga of Lachmei Gomor. What was the Zevach Yaakov's kasha? If it already becomes lachmoy with Kiddush Mizbeach, so why is there no pakapi guloy? No, you need the higher madrega of lachmoy gomor for the din of pakapi guloy. And so too, this that Taisus says that shemo loy shayach gabe dam pakapi guloy kiim gabe haktara denasa lachmoy shal mizbeach. Taisus is going on that darga of lachmoy gomor. Lachmoy gomor, that's only shayach on something that the mizbeach eats it up. Something that gets burnt on the mizbeach, that's a lachmei gomer. Mashen kein dam, that does not get nechal on the mizbeach. It's just nizrak on the mizbeach. That doesn't become a lachmei gomer. On that doesn't pass paka pigulai. And that's how Rav Chaim in Sefer is able to use l'shoynis of lachmei shel mizbeach even on dam. That's not a stira to Taisus on Mem Gimel. Because Taisus is talking about the higher madrega of lachmei gomor, which you need for pakapi gulai. Rav Chaim is talking about the lower darga, the darga of lachmei shel mizbeach, of kiddush mizbeach. That avada you could have even on dam. And I think that's why Rashi on Peheo Midbeis switched from the regular lashon of lachmei shel mizbeach to lachmei shel eish. In Dibra Maschel, Moshla ben Oir, Zokt Rashi, Moshla ben Oir, Kolduhu Yalu, Denasu Lachmei Shalesh. Why did Rashi switch from the regular Lashon of Lachmei Shal Mizbeach to Lachmei Shalesh? The Terence is because Rashi wants to point out what's different about this Lachmei than the regular Lachmei. Every Kiddush Mizbeach is already Lachmei. So Manishtana, what happened now that you're saying it gets a din of im yardu yalu, the teretz is, because this is the higher darga that it became, lachmei shalesh. And the etzem mahalach I found also in the Sefer Mishnah Shalom from Avshalom Anasha Gottlieb Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva of Beis HaTalmud in Simen Kufvav. Now, lefize, we don't have a mekar from this that Rashi said, kitshei ha-mizbech le'oseis lachmei, to what the Briska Rav was mechadish, that Rashi's coming to say that it's not a haktara in the carbon, but rather it's a haktara in the emurim themselves. Because lefize, Rashi's coming to explain the mechanics of how Kiddush Mizbeach works. Zokt Rashi, the way Kiddush Mizbeach does is, Kiddushei HaMizbeach le'oseis lachmei. The Mizbeach is mechadish it to make it the Lechem HaMizbeach, and because it became the Lechem of the Mizbeach, that's why you can't take it down. So, oibazoi, lo'oilam, it's possible to say that the haktara of imolu layerdu is a haktara in the carbon. And the Sefer Minchas Avram, from Rabbi Avram Garbush Lita, in his first piece on HaMizbeach Mekadesh, brings many Mekairis to this tzad that it is a haktara in the carbon. Number one, Taisus earlier on Lamed Vav Medalf Divar Maschul Sheyichluhu in the first teretz is mevur that when you have a haktara of imolu layerdu, it is considered a matter on the basar. And lechayra, according to Taisus, if it was olu emurim sulam on the mizbeach, where it's chal adin of imolu layerdu, it would be usur to eat the basar till after the haktara seimurin. So it's muchach that the haktar of olu layerdu is the haktar in the carbon, and therefore it's shayach to say that it's matter, the basar. Now it's important to point out that that's pashit, that if you have dam posel that went up on the mizbeach, that Rami Gamliel says that it has a din layerdu, and you're zayrik it on the mizbeach. Avada, the carbon is posel. Avada, it's not meratz, it's furish like that in Rashi on Pei Beis Amad Aleph. And Dibra Maschel Veina Tzitz Meratza Ala Yotze. Zokt Rashi, Damina Meperk Sheini Ha'enai Noisei Ela Avain Tomei, the Tzitz is only Meratza on Avain Tomei, Va'af Agav De Psulin She'olu Lo Yerdu, Artsuye Mio Lo Meratzu. Says Rashi, even though Dam Posel has a din of Imolu Lo Yerdu, according to Rabbi Gamliel, but Avad, it's not Meratza. Avad, the carbon is still Posel. Aye, but we're saying that according to Taisus, when it comes to haktara, it is considered a haktara in the carbon, and you can't eat the basar till after the haktara seimurin. The answer is pashit. Just because Taisus is saying that it's a haktara in the carbon doesn't mean it's a haktara kshera in the carbon. Avada, it's not a kosher haktara like the regular haktara. Kiddush Mizbeach is not machshir the emurim and removes the psul. That the concept of paka piguloi, the concept of a psul being paka, that's only by Meshila Sa'ar. There's no din that Kiddush Mizbeach is mafkia the psul. It's saying that al af the psul, the Mizbeach is mekadish it to become lachmai, that there's a din to be makdir it al af the psul. Taisus is saying that haktara is a certain haktara in the carbon. The carbon has a din haktara of imolu lo yerdu. It blives a gevissa haktara in carbon. But avad, it's not a haktara kshera. Avad, says Rashi, that if you want to know, is the dam going to be meratza, dam posel that had a din kiddush mizbeach? Of course, it's not going to be meratza, since the dam is still posel, just that it had a din of im olu la yerdu. The Minchas Avram has other rayas as well to this tzad, that the haktar of im olu la yerdu is a haktara in carbon, which Mirtz Hashem we will discuss in the second part of the shir on Daf Pei Gimel. So bekitzer, what we have over here is that according to the Brisker Rav, when Rashi says kitshay hamizbeach le'osayis lachmai, does not mean that the Kiddush Mizbeach makes it Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. Lachmei Shel Mizbeach is specifically only by Meshilas Ha'or. There are two separate dinim, one din of Kiddush Mizbeach and one din of Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. And what Rashi means when he says Kidshoi HaMizbeach Le'osayis Lachmei is that Rashi's being Magdir Vosfara Din Haktara. Does the din Kiddush Mizbeach give? It gives it a din haktara of lachmai, meaning it's not a haktara in carbon, it's a haktara of lachmai shel mizbeach, that it's a haktara in the emurin themselves. Whereas the way we're learning, based on the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Shalom, is that no, Kiddush Mizbeach makes it lachmai shel mizbeach, and because it became lachmai shel mizbeach, that's why it has a din of imolu lo yerdu. And it's the same Yesoid Hadin as Meshilas Ha'or, just there's two Madregas of Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. If you learn like that, then there's no Mikar from Rashi that the Haktara of Im Olu Lo Yerdu is only a Haktara and the Emurim themselves. La'olam Rashi could be Maida to the Mashmais of Taisus on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, that it is a Gevissa Haktara in carbon, and you would not be able to eat the Basar of the carbon until after the Haktaras A Murin. Next inyan, the Briskarov cleared a Geshmak Hakira in this, that there's a din by Kiddush Mizbeach, that im olu lo yerdu, but im yordu lo yalu, yesh lachgar, is the pshat that the Kiddush Mizbeach is only there, kol's man, that the Dover Pasul is on the Mizbeach, but once it came down, the Kedusha is paka, and that's why im yordu lo yalu. Or maybe, la'ilam, the Kedusha is not paka, even though it came down, but still, it's lo yalu because it was only niskadish mitchila le'inyin that im olu lo yerdu, but not le'inyin that im yordu yalu. So is the pshat that when the Kedusha is only there as long as the Dover Pasul is on the Mizbeach, but once it came off the Mizbeach, the Kedusha is paka? Or no, the Alo'ilam, the Kedusha is always there. Just the Kiddush is only le'inyin that im olu lo yerdu, but it was never niskadish mitchila afazoi vait that le'inyin im yordu yalu. Rav Beryl Soloveitchik brought a beautiful raya from the Shita Mekubetzas on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis in Ois Gimel. Because the Gemara over there says that although the Mizbeach HaChitzayin is only Mekadesh Adover HaRoyaloi, but the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh Bein Dover HaRoyaloi and Bein She'en Royaloi. Why? Because the Mizbeach HaChitzayin is Ritzpah, Mashenken the Mizbeach HaPnimi is a Klishores. Rashi's Masber that the Mizbeach HaChitzayin is a Binyan Avonim Shaloi Nimshach, Lefikach Ein Kedushasei Bozeh Hamura, Mashenkin, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is a Klishore, so it's Nimshach Im HaMishkan, so it has a higher level of Kedusha, it's Mekadesh, even a Dover She'en Royaloi. Frecht, the Shita Mekubetz over there, a nice Gimel, B'Shem, Rav Shmuel Me'ivra, V'chiyofe koyach machmas psulon. Habik sheirim le mekadesh. Dichsiv mincha v'nesech le sischu alav. V'kivon dik sheirim le mekarvi olea. Heach yekadesh psulim lahakriv alav. Frek the shita mekubetzes. There's a loisasei that mincha v'nesech le sischu alav. You're not allowed to bring a mincha or nesachim on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So how could it be that a davar pasul, you could be makriv on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, when even a davar kosher, you can't? Zok Shita Mekubetzes in the Tzveite Mahalach over there, he says that avade, this that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is mekadesh psulim, lav le'inyin lo yerdu. It doesn't mean that it has a din of lo yerdu from the Mizbeach HaPnimi and you burn it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Devada yerdu me al Mizbeach HaPnimi. Elo loymar shim olu achar kach al Mizbeach HaChitzoin sholo yerdu. Umayri bikmatzim sholo kitsham bikli shehel al Mizbeach HaPnimi. Vachar kach hel al Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Umizem mayri lemash al Mizbeach HaPnimi mekadsham. The love the mizbeach apnimi mekadshem mizbeach achitzin lahoyem mekadshem. Deinay mekadesh kiyem haroyeloi. Zok the shita mekubetzes gevaldik. He says that avade the mizbeach apnimi is not mekadesh kimotzim shaloi kitsham bekli to burn them on the mizbeach apnimi. But what's it negeya the kiddush of the mizbeach apnimi? It's negeya that if now these kimotzim shaloi Kitsham Bekli now went down from the Mizbeach HaPnimi and went up onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. If not for the Kiddush of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you would have taken them down from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. But since the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh Adover Shein Royaloi, so now when they go up on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, you don't take them down. Now, Rav Beryl said, it can't be that the Shita Mekubetzes means that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh them, and now it blibes Kematzim Shekitshu Bekli. Because if so, you should be able to be Maladem Lechatchila onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And the Lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes is that if they went up now on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, they have a din of Lo Yerdu. If the Mizbeach HaPnimi was Mekadesh them, so then it became a Dover Kosher. Obviously, since the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't have a toich, it's not Mekadesh them with Kedushas Kli Shoreis. Like the Gemara says in Menachos Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Le'in in the Shulchan. Like the Rashi in Ksav Yad over there is Masbir. That since the Shulchan doesn't have a toich, it's not Mekadesh Li Karev. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't give it a din of Kmatzim Shekitshu Bekli. So what does the Shita Mekubetzes mean that now when it goes up on the Mizbeach HaChitz and you don't take it down, if the Kiddush is paka, once you took it down from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so now you need a new Kiddush Mizbeach on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and it's Kematzim Shlei Kitshu Bekli. Al Karachach, state in the Shintu Mekubetzes, a Chloraya to the second sad, that since it went up onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it already was Niskadesh Le'inyanim Olu Layerdu. And even when it came down from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that Kiddush is always there. The Kiddush, it has a Kiddush, Le'inyanim Olu Layerdu. So now, if you took it up onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, although the Mizbeach HaChitzayin wouldn't be able to give it a din of Olu Layerdu, because it's Kmatzim Shlei Kitshu Bekli, but that original Kiddush that it had on the Mizbeach HaPnimi Le'inyanim Olu Layerdu, that always remains. And therefore, you burn it on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Next inyan. The Mishnah says, HaMizbeach Mekadesh as HaRoyaloi. And the Gemara explains that Royaloi in, Shein Royaloi loi, Lemutei Mai, Amar Rav Papa, Lemutei Kematzim Shalei Kitshu Bekli. Kematzim that were not Niskadesh in the Kli after the Kemitza, that's called Ein Royaloi. The Mikdash David in Simen Dalet, Ois Aleph, as a beautiful Kasha. It's mevur in Parak Ashechet Va'amaylon Daf Kuf Tesam at Aleph that anything that has a din of Imolu Layerdu, since it's Roy Lehiskabel B'Pesach Oel Mayed, it's Roy Lehiskabel B'Fnim, if a person would bring such a thing that has a din of Imolu Layerdu B'Chutz, he would be Chayef for Haloas Chutz. And the Gemara over there says on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph that Kibla B'Kli Choyl, if a person was Mekabel the Dam in a Kli Choyl, according to Rav Shimon Shita, the halacha is that since it's Roy Lehiskabel B'Fnim, there's a din of Lo Yered. So therefore, if a person brings it Bachutz, he's Chayiv. The Rambam in Perak Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Zayin, Mehilchus Maisa Korbanis, and so too Toisvis on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis and Dibur Amaschul E, B'Soif HaDibur, both learn that the Gemara over there is referring to the Dam itself, that Kibel B'Kli Choyl, and then he goes and takes it Bachutz, and he Zoyrik the Dam Bachutz, according to Rav Shimon, since the Dam has a din of Lo Yered, so it's royalist, Gabal Bifnim, and he's going to be Chayiv for that Zrikas Chutz. Frek the Mikdash David, how could the Gemara say that Kibel B'Kli Choyl has a din of Lo Yered, but what happened to the din of Kematzim Shloi Kitshu B'Kli? Just like Kematzim Shloi Kitshu B'Kli, although it was Neskadesh originally in the Bisa, in the Klishares, when you put the whole Mincha there, but still, since it did not have the second Kiddush after the Kmitza, it's considered Ein Royaloi. So too, Dam, although it had the original Kiddush of the Sakin, but since it did not have the Kiddush of the Kabbalah Sadam, it should be equivalent to Kmatzim Shlei Kitshu B'Kli. After all, the Gemara in Saito Yudalad Amid Beis compares this, that you have to put the Kmitza into a Kli Shares, to this, that Adam needs Kabbalah, that both of them need a second Kiddush. So just like Kmatzim Shlei Kitshu B'Kli have a din of Ein Royaloi, so Kibla B'Kli Choyl should also be Ein Royaloi, and therefore it should have a din of Yered. So how could the Gemara say that there's a Chiyuv for the Zrika of Dam that was Kibla B'Kli Choyl Bachutz, but it has a din of Yered? The Mikdash David answers based on the Shita Mekubetzes over here on Pei Gimel Amid Beis in Ois Aleph, that the Shita says that when he's explaining the din of Lamutei Kematzim Shlei Kitshu B'Kli, he says, Va'afagav da hamincha niskatsha b'bisa, dem loikein chulin gemurin hein, upshita de tere, umikol makaim achar shehuvrar chelik ha'ishim, loy niskatsha. Da oisa kedusha shahoya b'bisa, chelik ha'koyhanim hoya ma'uriv ba. Umishim hachi memait leitana damasnisin kivin deloy niskatsha, achare shehuvrar chelik ha'ishim. The Shita Mekubetza says that the reason why Kematzim Shlei Kitshu B'Kli are considered Ein Royaloi is because it wasn't Niskadesh after the Chelik HaIshim were Huvrar. That means, originally, the Chelik HaKayhanim was Me'urivba. We had, the whole Mincha was together. So even though it was Niskadesh then, but it was never Niskadish Achar Shehuvrar. We need that after the Kemitza was Huvrar from the rest of the Mincha, from the Shirayim, then we need a Kiddush after that. Zakte Minchas Mikdash David Asvara, and they said this in the Shiurim also in Brisk, that when it comes to Dam, it's different. Because already by the Kiddush Sakin, by the original Kiddush, the Dam is already a separate entity than the rest of the body. So already of the animal. So already by the Kiddush Sakin, it was already Niskadesh Achar Shehuvrar. So it doesn't bother me that it doesn't have the second Kiddush, because we don't see in the din of Kmatzim Shlei Kitshu B'Kli being considered Einoi Roy that the Nakuda is that you need to have all the Kiddushin necessary to be done in order to make it Royaloi. No, you just need that it should be Niskadish Achar Shehuvrar. Since by Kmatzim, it's still mixed with the Shirayim by the first Kiddush, it's only Niskadish Achar Shehuvrar with the Kiddush Sheni. Masha'enkein by Dam, even with the original Kiddush it's already considered niskadish achar shehuvrar. The fact that it's missing the second kiddush does not make it enoi royaloi, and therefore kibla bekli choil could be considered royaloi. There's another mahalach which the Sefer Zevach Yaakov brings on the Afkuf Chesamad Aleph b'shem Rabbi Avram Yeshua Shlita, and the Mikdash David already says the same type of svar over there at the beginning of Siman Dalid, that based on Rashi's understanding of why Kamatzim Shlei Kitchen B'Kli are considered Ein Royaloi, Rashi in the Mishnah says a different hesber than the Shita Mekubetzes. Says Rashi, as a royaloi mishahuvrar lechelka, if a gemara mefarish lemute kamatzim shlei kitchu bekli lachar kmitza, shaloi huvraru lechele kavaya. Rashi's lashon is that kamatzim shlei kitchu bekli are not considered clarified to be a chele kavaya. The afagav the kitchu amincha kula bekli, ain ze chele kavaya borer. It's not considered yet a chelik avaya barer she'ena mincha kreva kula uveknitza b'lei matan kli ein zem mevurer la mizbeach. Rashi is meduyik that he's saying a different hesber than the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes said that the nekuda was that it wasn't niskadesh acharei shehuvrar. That means avada the kmitza already was mevara the chelik avaya, but it's lacking in the kiddush after that breira. But Rashi is meduyik that until you have the matan kli, it's not considered yet that the chelik avaya was huvrar. And the hesber in that can be, says the Sefer Zevach Yaakov over there in the footnote, that you can explain this based on the Gemara in Menachos Daf Vav Amud Beis, that there are tanoim that hold that according to Ben Beseir over there in the Mishnah Vav Amud Aleph, who holds that if a czar or apostle did a kmitza, so the halacha is yachzir, he can just put back the kmitza into the bisa, the yachzir v'yikmites kosher, and then a kosher could be yachzir v'yikmites. According to certain tanoim, that's only as long as the czar, the apostle, did not do a matan kli. But once he did a matan kli, then Ben Beseira agrees that you can't put it back into the Bisa and be Yachzer v'yikmites. And Rav Nachman asks, over there at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, Maskeflor Rav Nachman, Maiko Savri, Ani Tanoi, I Kmitzas Psulin Avoidahi, Afagav Doloyavid Le Matan Kli. If the Kmitzas Psulin is considered an Avoidos, even if he didn't do a Matan Kli, how could you put it back? I Kmitzas Psulin Lav Avoidahi, Ki Ovid Lo Matan Kli, May Have it. And if it's not an avodah, who cares if he did a matan kli? Hadomer Rav Nachman la'ilam avodahi, for lo gamra avodasa ad the avid la matan kli. La'ilam akmitzas psulin is an avodah, but the avodas hakmitza is not complete until a matan kli was done. State in the Gemara big yisaid that as long as the kaimitz was not niskadish b'kli, it's not considered that it was nigmar, the hafrosh haschelik avaya. The kaimitz is still shayach to the mincha. And only with the matan kli, then it's considered huvrudu lechelik avaya. If so, the reason why kmatzim shalai kidshu b'kli are considered enoi royaloi is not because they're lacking the second kiddush. It's not because of the chisarin that they're missing the second kiddush, but rather it's because it's lacking in the whole birur for the chelik avaya. If so, that's a new answer to the Mikdash David's question. The Mikdash David asked, how could you say that kibla b'kli chayil is lo yered, but it's lacking in the second kiddush, so it should be considered ein royaloi? But no, according to Rashi, that the ein royaloi of kamatzim is because they were never huvruru lechelik avaya. So then, by dam kaidim kabbalah avada, that's considered royal amizbeach. Since the dam is its own entity, different than the rest of the animal, avada, it's huvrar lechelik avaya. Therefore, the halach is that kibla b'kli chayil is lo yered. Next inyan. The Gemara on Pegimel Amud Beis asks, what does Rabbi Gamliel do with Rabbi Shua's pasuk of Oila al-Mikta? Says the Gemara, Hahu l'adurei poikin hu da'asa. It's coming to teach me the din of adurei poikin. Rashi explains, the lav apsulin koi elak sheirin shepoikin min hayakida. V'ka'omar kro sheyachziro l'moikta dal moikta mashma moikit shoyolo kvar. It's coming to teach me that if a dover kosher flew off the mizbeach, there's a din to put it back. How does Rabbi Shua know that din? Says the Gemara, Nafkalei me asher toichal ho'esh. So kuli amalei pligi, there's a din of adurei poikin. The question is just where we learn it out from. Now let's try to understand the yisoid hadin of adurei poikin. What would be before the emurim were poikin from the mizbeach? What's their din? It's mevur in the Gemara in Menachos daf chavava midbeis that the Gemara says, Itmar koimitz me'emosai mater shirayim ba'achila, Rav Chanina oimer mishemoshla bayasa'or, Rav Yechanan omar mishetatzes bayasa'or berubay. When is the koimitz mater the shirayim ba'achila as a machloikis? Rav Chanina says once there's a mishila sa'or in the miktsas of the koimitz, and Rav Yechanan says, no, you need that the or has to have caught on to roiv of the kaimitz. Taisus over there says, have a motzi leminkat emurim. De kama doloi miktari emurim le mishtari basar b'achila. The Gemara could have said the same achleikis by emurim. When is the haktaras emurim matter the basar? Same achleikis. Is it by mishila sa'or or only mishatatsis boya sa'or berubai? But that's a dover bar that although the haktara of the carbon is already considered niskayim with the mishila sa'or or the mishatatzes boya sa'or berubai as far as being matter the shirayim ba'achila, but midin the cheftza of the emurin, there's still a din that they have to be muktarin until they become deshen. Like the Mishnah says in Me'ilah Daftes, that there's still Me'ilah by an oila, chatos, osham. The Mishnah over there says that when does the Me'ilah go off, the emurin, only when they're yetsu lebeis hadeshen. So we see that it's not considered nasis mitzvasai until they're totally nisachal. The klal by kachem is that only once it's nasis mitzvasai, when the mitzvah is completed, then the me'ilah goes off. Since we see that the me'ilah only goes off until the me'ilah is still there, atchiyetsu lebeis hadeshen, so al karchach midin the cheftz of the emurin, there's still a din that they should be muktarin until they become deshen. Azoiz mevur in the Chidushei Maran Riz HaLevi in Hilchos Tmidin U'Musafin on page 82, he says, Dibbe Muktarin al Mizbeach HaChitzayin Gemar HaKtarason Hu Mishay Yis'achlu V'yayasu Deshen. The Gemar HaKtara is only once they're totally consumed and they became Deshen. So if so, we have to understand what's Bechlal, the Chiddush of the Din of Adurei Paikin. So what that they came off the Mizbeach? But if the Gemar Haktara wasn't finished yet, so why shouldn't you put it back? Weistois, a chiddush that Enochanami calls man that the Haktara is continuing. You started the Haktara and the Haktara is still underway. Yes, so then there's a din to leave the Haktara going ad sheyosu deshen. But once the Haktara was agehakt, once the Emurin flew off the Mizbeach, so now there would be a Hav Amina to say, I'm not Mechuyev to put it back, that Haktara is over, the Haktara finished. So Kamash Malon, that no, there's a din of Adurei Paikin. So Ebazoi, now, Yesh Lachkar, what's the Torah saying? Is the Torah saying that no, although you would have had a Hav Amina that the Haktara was Ogehakt and it's Nifsak, it's finished, no, you have to put it back and be goymer that original din haktara, so it's a hemshech of the original haktara, or no? The kamash malon is that hagam, that the original haktara was ogehakt, and it's finished, but there's a chiyuv chadash to do a new din haktara of adurei paikin. And the chayra, the nafkamina would be, like the Mikdash David brings at the end of Simen Vav, that would it need melach, would you need new melach for this din of Adurei Paikin? If it's just a hemshech of the original din haktara, you already put melach by the original haktara. You're just being mamshech yena haktara. But if it's a new din haktara of Adurei Paikin, l'chayra, it should need new melach. The Mikdash David over there at the end of Simon Vav says for a davar pashit that it's not a new din haktara, it's a hemshech of the original haktara. And Rav Beryl Soloveitchik also named on like that. However, the Briskerov held that it's a chiyuv chadash, it's a new chiyuv of Adurei Paikin. The Briskerov brought a raya to his tzad from the Sifri and Parshas Re'eh in Pisco Nun in the Malbim. That it says over there, Uma Oila, Haku Eivarim, Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach, Machziram Namaracha, Aftmura Kayetseba, Haku Eivarim, Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach, Machziram Namaracha. The Sifri has a drasha to tell me that just like by the Oila, if the Eivarim went off the Mizbeach, you put them back on the Maracha, so too a Tmuras Oila also has the same halacha. Now, if you're going to say that the din of Adurei Paikin is that the pasuk is megala, that the haktara is not nigmar, even though it flew off the mizbeach, so why do you need a special pasuk by tmura? We know that tmura has a din haktara. Once the Torah is megala to me that the haktara is not finished, even though it came off the mizbeach, good. So why do we need a special pasuk by tmura? Al karchach, it's a new din haktara, a chayves chazara mechudish of Adurei Paikin, and memeilu, you need a special drasha to tell me that the tmura sayla also has that din. There is another raya as well to this tzad that it's a new chayves chazara, which will be mentioned in Mitzvah Hashem in the second chalik of the shir.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.